The Carolina Panthers and Matt Rhule are undergoing a thorough search for a new offensive coordinator. Thorough. How's this last list grab you, Rand? Jay Gruden, former Washington football team coach, okay. Brother of John Gruden, former Arena League coach. Ben McAdoo.
Been there, done that, right? Yeah, no.
Ben McAdoo, former Giants coach. Yeesh. Clint Kubiak, son of Gary Kubiak.
Okay.
Mike Groh, son of Al Groh. I have a Mike Groh story, but first, Pep Hamilton, who's from the Charlotte area and has experience, both Stanford, the Colts, with the Texans now, would have made a lot of sense. But Pep Hamilton has, he's got a brain. He realizes the situation with Matt Rhule and the Carolina Panthers. Why he's still the coach, not really sure, other than David Tepper just didn't want to admit he made a mistake, even though he's going to have to admit he made a mistake. Pep Hamilton basically told the Panthers, thanks, but no thanks. He's with the Texans right now. Just FYI. It's not like he is with Andy Reid in some super secure position. He's not even the OC for the Texans, by the way. And he's like, nah, I'm good. Thanks. Solid. Preach.
I just don't know how that works. Like, how did he, was it a text? Was it like, I'm good?
And well, he did interview for the job. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe he saw the report that the Panthers are potentially interested in trading for Kirk Cousins. If you're watching on Channel 34 right now, you see my face. If you had made a mess of the salary cap and owed Teddy Bridgewater money and owed Sam Darnold money, why on earth would it even occur to you to acquire the worst contract in the NFL? What? Other than maybe the Vikings would be willing to give you picks a la the Rams. Basically, here, take this guy and we'll throw in a pick. That's the only reason I can think of. Kirk Cousins is not a bad NFL quarterback. What is he? 13, 14 out of 32?
Yeah.
He's not one of the worst. He's not one of the best.
No.
If you were Matt Rhule and you needed to save your job, the quarterback I just described, he's not the worst, but he's not one of the best, and he does not have the potential to be one of the best, I'll add. That's the guy you're going to turn to save your job? Oh, and by the way, cripple your salary cap while you're at it. Is this all an elaborate joke? Is Jerry Richardson really still the owner of the Panthers? Is this like a shadow conspiracy by Richardson to get back at the franchise? Because I don't understand what they're the plan that's working 1,000%. Just a thought here, Matt. But if the plan's going to work more than 100%, make it an infinity percent. Why cap it at 1,000? Why limit yourself? You know? Again, we got the sound clip. Remember, we did get the sound clip from Matt Rhule, finally with the explanation. They were going to get a bridge quarterback, and then they were going to draft their version of Patrick Mahomes. I accept this now as the plan that he sold to David Tepper. The plan since then, though? What about Sam Darnold suggested? At least Sam Darnold's 24, right? But what about Sam Darnold and all of his turnover problems suggested that he wasn't going to magically have turnover problems once he got away from the Jets? Not a lot. What about Kirk Cousins suggests, you know, we're in case of emergency break glass situation here. I'm gonna wrap my hand in a towel. I'm gonna punch the glass and pull out Kirk Cousins.
That's the problem, Joe. We just don't have the right quarterback yet, and so we're gonna go get Kirk Cousins, And every year, we're just going to get a new guy, bring him in, and if he doesn't work, then next year we'll find the right guy.
Sometimes you just have to say it aloud. Mm. Like, say the plan, like you're a Bond villain. Say it aloud so you can hear it. We're not going to get the worst quarterback, but we're not going to get one of the best either, and he doesn't have the potential to be one of the best. Oh, yeah, my job's on the line, too. Buddy.
Mm. You wonder why Pep Hamilton said no.
No. He's smart.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the smart one in this scenario. Mike Grohl, by the way, before we go to break and before we get to some Hey Joe questions and Acapella the News, which is an all-timer again today. Mike Grohl, my favorite Mike Grohl story. Mike Grohl is from Randolph, New Jersey. Played on one of the great stories in high school, New Jersey football high school history. Goes to Virginia, obviously has the success that he did at Virginia as a quarterback. Ends up as an assistant for his dad. Basically got fired by his dad. His dad then tried to get him a job. Not his dad worked for Bill Parcells, worked with Bill Belichick, Saban, you name it. Had a great coaching tree, like had connections. He calls Dabo Swinney in 2009 and says, "Hey, I need to move on from Mike as my OC. Can you get him a job on your staff?" Dabo doesn't know Al Grohl. He doesn't know Mike Grohl. He's trying to make his own way in 09 after he gets promoted, you know, from Tommy Bowden in the middle of the season. And Dabo gave him the old, "Sorry, man, don't have any room on my staff." And I'm like, Dabo's telling me this story back then, and I'm thinking, this guy gets rid of his own kid and then basically like cold calls ACC coaches and says, "Hey, can you take him?" After you didn't want him anymore. It's your kid. Come on, man. Say what you want about Belichick, but his kid's at least pretending to call the defenses for him right now.
He thought, here's young Dabo just coming on up. Surely he'll take him.
Surely. He's got nothing else to do. Take Mike Grohl. God. Dabo didn't even know the story about Randolph and the field goal that he made to beat Montclair in the state championship game. Look it up. Google it. I don't think that's going to help the Panthers, though.
No.
Unfortunately for Matt Rhule, he's in a position where beggars can't be choosers. If they hire Ben McAdoo, that wouldn't surprise me. If they end up with Jay Gruden, that wouldn't surprise me. Because if you're either one of those guys, you're thinking Matt Rhule's going to get fired. I have NFL experience. I'll be promoted to the interim coach. Perhaps that will lead me to another chance. Perhaps. We'll see. I have no faith in what Matt Rhule's doing. And now I do think it might be a shadow conspiracy by Jerry Richardson to bring the franchise down. I don't know. It's as plausible as Matt Rhule's quarterback plan. I'll say that.